Tell me exactly what am I supposed to do now that I have allowed you to beat me? Do you think that we could play another? And we are back. You are listening to Davins and back to the normal portion of the show where I still can't say words, but now we can curse about it.
Here, here.
Vincent from Portobello still in studio. Vincent, what we do during this portion of the show is we do what we call Scam Busters, and one of our favorite portions of Scam Busters is we talk about this woman, Ann Jackson, who was a scam victim, but then she put herself out there as a scam expert, and she got re-scammed, and she led other victims to these scammers. And her language is very spicy, and she says certain things repeatedly. So we like to play games. She refers to me as Mr. Davin. So we ask everybody how many Mr. Davins there's going to be, and two other topics that whatever Pip chooses. So I will let Pip say the topics. They will guess, and then you can guess as well.
We also should mention that she's a Japanese national, so she's speaking English as a second language. Okay. So sometimes it comes out funnier than she expected. The topics tonight are the perennial Mr. Davin.
Mr. Davin.
And then number two is fucking asshole. Number three is so-called Eric Bohr.
Okay.
Ooh, right. I like that one.
Yeah. So we're going to see. So I think the only one that's going to be participating this evening besides us is Joe's girl. Everybody else is.
Yeah, Tom's on vacation.
On vacation?
I don't know.
Tom's on vacation. So there's certain people that
oh,
like
we want to send our best
game
to Lisa. We know Lisa's not well.
Yeah,
oh, poor
yeah
thing.
But people go in and out, but we have like a certain hardcore people that like participate in every show. So they're like family.
They always play.
Yeah, I mean, like they don't sit at like the big table during Thanksgiving, not that type of family. But like, you know, the small table in the basement, that type of family to us.
So what do you think, Joe? How many Mr. Davins?
I'm going to go five Mr. Davik. Mr. Davik, stupid. Mr. Davins, five.
Nobody can talk tonight.
Yeah, really, five Mr. Davins. What's the next one?
Fucking asshole.
Fucking asshole. I'm going to go for five of that as well.
Now, that's not me saying it to Joe. That's Ann.
No. This is Ann only.
This isn't a phone call. All right. And so-called Eric Bohrs. I'm going four.
Okay. Wow. All right. So I think Mr. Davins, she's been really ripping on that. So I'm going to say seven Mr. Davins. I'm going to be conservative and say two fucking assholes. And three so-called Eric Bohrs. And I'm waiting for the Den Pen
Vincent,
to catch up.
Would you like to hazard a guess? Some guesses.
Sure.
Okay. Sure.
That's when a sponsor plays.
Enjoy the cussing.
How many Mr. Davins?
I'm going to go with four.
Four okay. Mr. Davins.
Okay, and how many fucking assholes, sir?
Well, not counting what's in here.
Yeah. This isn't a roll call.
One.
One fucking asshole. And how many? Yeah, so Eric Bohr is one of the people who scammed her, but she actually thinks that he's somebody trying to help her. So how many so-called Eric Bohrs?
Two.
Two so-called Eric Bohrs. And in the Den Pen, we have six Mr. Davins, five fucking assholes, and two so-called Eric Bohrs. Okay.
All
right. We have our bets ready to go.
All right. I am going to flashback. Going to give a little context to April 5th, 2014. We're up a little further ahead in our story.
Oh, okay.
But this is a conversation between myself and the woman who brought all this to our attention.
Oh, so our first...
The woman who called on the phone.
Okay.
So I say to her, AJ, Ann Jackson, is quite the handful to say the least. Any update on finding Parker Green asking for money? Because remember, she contends that Parker Green, father of Jennifer Green, the guy pretending to be a Marine, asked this woman for money that Ann had hooked her up with.
Right.
And Ann says, in colorful language, that this woman is a liar.
Yes.
So that's the. So I'm trying to get that proof so I could show to Ann, because I know when Ann sees things, it really registers.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Are you new here? Nothing registers.
I am very new.
Oh, boy.
She goes, no, sorry. I've looked through all but a few disks that I burned from my old computer. We'll get those and look. And then she says, AJ is crazy. Okay. I go, okay, you're sure he asked, though, correct? And I go, yes, I do believe that correct that she's crazy. I have no idea what I've been reading. It will unfold on the air, another soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes, yes, he asked for 600 both times. So now we're getting a figure. We haven't gotten this before.
No.
600 both times. The first time it was be sent to Jennifer in the UK. Now, remember, this is not a good way to send your money because Jennifer gets hit by trucks.
Yeah. While holding the money.
Yeah, sure.
Jennifer keeps wearing those Target shirts. I don't know what she's talking.
She's a suicide bomber.
No bombing, just suicide.
Mm. Sent to Jennifer in the UK. Then the second was sent to Nigeria to a friend of hers to pick up.
Oh, dear.
And then I ask her if it's in the files that she has not checked. She goes, probably. I would back up everything on my computer disk. She goes, I have tons of Prince Brocco Mensa in Ghana. That was who's going to pick up the money up for Jennifer. So she's got to send Jennifer the money in the UK, but first it's got to go to Prince Brocco Mensa in Ghana, which is probably the real person.
Mm-hmm. Prince Brocco Mensa?
Yeah, they like to give themselves like Don, you know, like we've talked about this before, or Prince. They like to give themselves like big titles.
Yeah, it's to sound lofty, but I mean, yes. Brocco Mensa, it sounds like some kind of like hybrid vegetable.
It sounds like what the Republicans have been calling our president. This Prince Brocco Mensa, he's throwing out the Constitution. Why does he go back to where he came from in Ghana? Well, no, it's all right if Trump says it. He's big ideas.
Yeah.
Nuts.
So do I. They just say I'm nuts when I say it, though. But so the prince, not the one who died in the little red casket, Prince is going to pick up the money for Jennifer.
Uh huh. Sure he is.
Right.
Yeah.
So I said, give me what you can, and I'll send it to AJ. Not that it'll matter, but I want it on the record. She goes, sorry, it's taking so long. I go, no problem. It just prolongs AJ's rants. So this woman goes, she thinks they are real and they wouldn't scam people, just like the fake Miller she was involved with. Remember, one time Anne alluded that there might have been something with Miller.
Yeah.
But every other time, no, it was just crazy talk from people.
Yeah, no. She said something that made it sound like they, I mean, I don't think physically because they've never met in person, but they had some kind of romancy kind of discussion.
There was
going
that
on
comment that one night that we read some transcripts.
Yeah.
That
she,
seemed out of context.
Yeah. She alluded to something
that.
About like how he was, I mean, basically kind of like her sweetie.
And we stopped and discussed, as a matter of fact, on that. So that was that prevalent on that.
I go, well, I think her thinking is not clear.
Well, that's an educated guess. Oh, holy cow. That's like me saying it's dark out.
It's a big idea. It's daytime, but it's in the context of light or dark, it could be one or the other.
But if you put lights up and we have a string of lights, we could work in the way.
We're going from micro to macro.
But that's the way it works.
He really should hire you. Finally, somebody who can... dictate what's the I'm him tonight. I can't use words.
What happened to all of us? So he can like distill the
that's a word that I wanted to use
of his ideas and bring it to a point where everyone understands it.
He's a Trump strainer.
Yeah. He's
Trump whisperer.
Trump splainer. Yeah,
you're a Trump splainer.
That's
we should start a petition.
Wait a minute.
He should
Wait
hire you.
Why, so the left can yell at you again?
No, they'll thank me if you're on staff.
Hold on. Hashtag Trumpsplainer is going to be trending tomorrow.
And by trending, you mean two or three people retweet it, I'm sure.
It's going to be huge in
Zimbabwe. We're big in Zimbabwe. Did you know that, Vincent?
Yes.
This is true.
Number eight.
I'm not messing around. I told
number
you this.
Number eight.
So you were Davin's then as the voice of reason.
Well, I don't know about that, but we're number eight.
Nobody claimed that.
I don't know where you got that, but we're number eight in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, there it goes, Davin. Vincent's Davin-splaining.
Yeah. Somebody whisper.
That's going to be where we get in. Big Land Rovers bring us in. Oh, thank you for having us. Why does the studio look like a pot?
So she continues, what I don't understand, she can tell scammers from real. She knows you don't send money for anything, but she wanted people to send money for fees. If she wasn't in on the scam, I'm just confused. This is the which is why people have been attacking her.
Yeah, because it seems like she's in with the scammers at that point.
So then she asked me if I seen this woman on Google Plus that had the site up about AJ. I go, for my work, I don't understand how anybody could think she's knowledgeable. And we've said that. Why would anybody follow? You got to be a special type of messed up.
Yeah, because she really does not come across as authoritative at all.
No. And I tell her I did not see it. So Jack McGrath, who's an anti-scammer, posted this thing. She actually asked if it was this woman. So it's this woman, Country Pumpkin. Country Pumpkin, that's correct. I'm not misreading. And she posted this whole thing about anti-Ann stuff and how Ann led her to scammers, all this stuff. A woman who I'd never heard of up until this point.
Okay. Wow.
So she continues, apparently from what I read, AJ tried to get this woman to send money to the fake Miller. Whoever this is, she is pissed. I go, I've heard of this person from Victim A, but seems to get a lot of info from Mr. G when he was very wrong. Now, we know Mr. G. Mr. G sometimes...
Oh, the bear.
No, that's... No, not no. The bear.
Oh, sorry.
We know Mr. G's a good anti-scammer, but he's been wrong about some stuff.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm messing up. You need a scorecard with all these characters.
So, but I say I've heard about from Victim A. Who's
right.
So this woman asked me who that is. I said a person who EG sent to scammers. Anyway, all right, so that's that. So I just want to get a little context. We don't need to know any more about that. But I just want to get a context that we do actually have some now figures.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they could be made up, but I doubt it.
And also the contention is that she might be in with him because she's been mentioning fee after fee after fee.
Right.
Not that she's so blind and schizophrenic that
well, that
just
but
goes
right,
along
but
the, with
this. But we're talking about people who are working with Anne. This is remember why we started all this, because they thought that she was a scammer.
Right. No. I'm just
so she's contending. Well, she should know better. There's that side of the argument,
right?
Which we haven't heard in a while.
And the reason I brought it up, it's the first time that the her being in with them is coming up fresh from a party outside of this show,
right?
In the discussion.
Well, that's what originally brought us to it. Was
right, but now it's
it was
coming
brought
up
to our
again,
doorstep.
But you know what? When you do it, and we have our speculations, and you hear from somebody outside the show saying that, and and this is the first time we heard it, it kind of brings it back into the forefront.
Yeah,
is she?
Right.
Like, and after all of our conclusions about maybe she's not for weeks and weeks and weeks,
right?
It's kind of interesting. It's always been interesting, but now it's a little bit more interesting because now there's a counterpoint on that.
Yeah, you hear somebody else that's thinking the same way.
Right, exactly.
Let's fast forward to where we are in our story. April 28, 2014. This is me responding to some of her emails. This is the one response to her. Remember, she was claiming Interpol Eric Bohr was hacking her because he was changing the links for her to submit, which was real Interpol links, Vincent, but like they kept on changing, and she didn't understand why, so that meant Eric Bohr was hacking her computer and messing with her.
Yes.
This is what I deal with. I spoke to my computer person. Websites interpret different browsers in different ways. That is why the link looks different but takes you to the same place. Google does a better job of cleaning it up than Mozilla. Nothing out of the ordinary here.
Right.
So, then this in response to her request to tell the authorities, she's always telling me, tell the mass media. Not mass media, mess media. She calls them mess media. And who are we to argue?
No, in a lot of cases, she's right.
Yes. So I go, as I told you, I've been exposing them in will. And every time you write to these people in anger, you give them another victory over you. They are cold-hearted. They are probably laughing at you and doing this to somebody else. This is the sad truth about how these people operate.
Mm-hmm.
So this is in response to her looking at the model shots. Remember I sent her model shots of Parker Green because it's not really marine. It's a model.
Yeah.
And, I sent them to her a while ago, but she just now looked at them.
Oh, okay.
Remember we...
Yeah. She finally got around to it.
She got around to it. She had other people to yell at. Which voice in the head do I yell at this week? So I go, and these are pictures that the person claiming to be Parker Green stole. The man in the pictures is a victim of identity theft. He's a male model named Thomas Cunningham. The man pretending to be Parker Green is most likely an African or Malaysian. He could be American, but either way, he is not the man who he pretended to be. The picture of Thomas Cunningham is the picture that Green sent when he was pretending to be a U.S. soldier. It is a shame you did not look at these sooner.
Yeah.
So, really good. Yeah, wisdom. Why pay attention?
Well, it's almost like she's her own worst enemy, that even when somebody tries to lead her to the truth, she's like, oh, I can't be bothered with all, you're confusing me with all this
she's
information.
She's very tunnel vision, like a lot of mentally disturbed people are.
Yeah.
Very focused on one thing. Somebody who's like autistic,
mm-hmm.
They're very focused on whatever it is.
Right.
Right. Like our presidential candidate, some of them. Very, very focused.
Just you're tormenting Joe.
I love it. It's fun. I'll get Sod on the phone. He'll talk some sense into you.
No,
look.
I'm just thinking
Joe.
Of Ben Carson.
Oh God, he's going. He's dropping.
You don't have to be a brain. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to be. Oh, I guess you do.
I was telling Pip. I think I might have even posted it. Growing up, we made fun of. When you wanted a dumb joke, it was either Polish or blonde. That's who was the butt of the dumb joke. Now it's brain surgeons after Ben Carson.
I know. Who would have thought?
Jewish mothers are crying all over the United States and when their son tells them, I want to be a brain surgeon. No! You'll bring shame to the family.
And you got to admit, he's a lot far. You think Trump is far-fetched? You got to think Carson is a lot more far-fetched.
Right. Well, I don't want Trump at all, but I'll take Trump over Carson. Trump over Carson. I'll take Trump over Cruz.
Mm. Yeah.
That's pretty much how far I'll take Trump. that I'm torn on Huckabee. He's a little nuts.
Yeah, he is.
So, I'll definitely take Trump over Carson because I think Trump is putting on an act. I think he's playing a character.
He has to be.
Yeah, I don't think he could be this stupid and this inflammatory and be that successful with his father's money otherwise. Anyway, I'll move on.
No, I just want to say, how are the family members looking at people who have been operated on by Ben Carson? They're like, "Are you okay? Are you thinking clearly?" I don't think they've ever thought clearly again.
I think the guy's a savant. I think
that's his one skill.
You have a guy, and I'm being the devil's advocate here. Ben Carson is a brilliant man. His ideas are far fetched. His ideas are far fetched. When you have that level of brilliance,
right?
You tend to say things that are on your mind and not really have a filter on what you're saying. You're talking about your theories, your philosophy on things
without a theory. Here's the problem with your theories. When they fly in the face of proven science, they're not your theories. They're the rantings of a nut. They're no longer theories. He's not trying to solve things that we don't have answers to. We have answers,
but
Joe.
When you have that level of brilliance, and I'm
is
not...
this how you describe it? This is your excuse for you. That's what you're doing. Joe is setting the groundwork to explain his behavior under the guise that has Ben Carson. You can't fool me, Joe Curry.
I'm being the devil's advocate here. I'm not voting for Ben. He's out of his mind.
You'd vote for him over Hillary.
Yes.
See?
Oh, my God.
That's all. All right, I'm going to move on.
If I vote for ISIS over Hillary, at least I know what their intentions are.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Joe's on the record for that.
Yeah, I know.
Put Joe down for one ISIS.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Now that he said that, he's going to the internment camp.
we got to put ball plumbing salesmen on databases.
Three squares a day, a nice little cabin to live in, a little fence.
Comfy jumpsuit?
A comfy jumpsuit, fence in the yard.
I think they play frisbee golf, too. You'll be fine.
Sounds like fun.
Sure, why not? It's better than working for a living.
Break, I have a vacation.
You don't have to shave anymore?
I have a vacation in 15 years.
I can see Cuba for myself.
Don't have to drive to gigs, make drunks laugh. I mean,
oh, you make Ahmed laugh.
You know, you get your phone break and call into the show. It's all good.
No. Once you vote for ISIS, you're not calling into the show.
No.
That's over. I'm sorry. That's the line. You've done a lot of things. That's the line.
You've done a lot of things.
That's the one you don't come back
from.
Yeah,
I vote for ISIS. I really can't. We're gonna have to find another mic. Sorry, Joe. You've been terminated. So you're put on notice, much like the CNN reporter. This is our policy. If you vote for ISIS, you're not getting suspended. You're getting fired. Not that you really vote for ISIS. They just kind of show up and go, "We're in charge."
They're not for elections. That gang.
ISIS isn't really worried about hanging chads and whether the popular voter or the electoral
people.
Yeah. Yes.
ISIS has never been known to say that's against parliamentary procedure.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be out of line.
We never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
ISIS isn't one for compromise.
No.
They're reaching across the aisle.
But this is who you're going to vote for. Yeah. So you're on record. Okay. Yeah. So now we don't really have to take any of Joe's opinion seriously. So Joe, who is a Trump supporter, will do anything to support Trump, would vote for ISIS.
That's just my disdain for Hillary. How much disdain I have for Hillary.
That's an awful amount of disdain.
It most certainly is.
Voting for a terrorist group, you're on record.
Than a carpetbagger.
Like ISIS wants you. Like ISIS wants like a 50-year-old. Oh, explode. Shoot him, please. He's not 72 virgins. He's not getting 72 hookers. He's getting one 85-year-old broad in the corner smoking. Okay, you killed yourself. I'll do you now.
Could you just see me wandering through the desert in an orange jumpsuit? People coming. What happened to you? They kicked me out of the truck.
I was pro ISIS. They won't even let me edit their videos.
Go, get out. You're driving us crazy. Get out.
I said, please, you could slit my throat. They go, we'd rather not. Yeah.
Well, we don't want to dull our swords.
We try to take high priority targets. Nobody's interested
There's
in
an Al-Qaeda cell down the road. Go to them.
We're too mild for us.
We asked your ex-wife. She said, you could keep them. Yeah.
Although, can you leave one of those swords behind?
Those look shiny. Yeah.
They look mighty sharp. Oh, Joe, I think I dropped a dime. Could you get it?
Oh, this wooden pillow looks comfy. I'll put my head here.
This is the Trump whisper. Donald will be so pleased that you're representing him. And probably in the most intelligent way anybody ever has.
I'm going to be great. Going to be big. going to be great.
Trump-splainer.
You're going to be big in Syria. I look forward to you making the headlines. I want you to know that.
Wait till the show's number five there.
I'll tell you what, those guys were hardcore. They'll do anything.
I'll be the only member of the show be able to do appearances.
Sure you will. Your arm over here, your leg over there.
You're all over the place.
You know, God, the show's going viral. Yeah, too bad he's not alive to see it.
Yeah, you know the business.
Yeah, well, listen, I respect your willingness to do that.
Sure, be here all the week.
You know the business. You know the deal, the drill.
Oh, sure. Joe's a special event getting cut off by ISIS.
It's like they'll be like Dappy Duck in that car. You can only do it once. Blew himself up.
Yes. I support you doing this.
I'm sure you would.
Joe will be here all the week. So will the flies. Yeah.
So Joe will vote for ISIS and is willing to be killed by ISIS.
All right.
All right, oh, to which God. One?
Either one he wants.
Okay. We're not going to stop in the way of your dreams.
No.
Okay.
Ready to recompose? And we move on.
Sorry, Vincent. This is what you pay for.
Yeah.
Glad the check was already sent out.
Yeah. You signed already, didn't you? You signed? Oh.
Yeah, the check's in the envelope.
I got to get to the bank before he does.
Oh, that's going to look like a chase out of the Fast and the Furious.
You detain him. I need to break into the post office.
Look over here in the closet. He's got some stuff that... Wait a minute. Why aren't you letting me out?
Joe, do some more Trump explaining. Yeah. Distract him. But we'll go on.
And good for you. You don't look terrified.
I think we're like raising awareness to the tyranny that's going on.
Yes.
You mean in this room?
Yes. And hopefully one of our leaders will stop them.
Yeah.
Because they haven't.
No.
Well, I don't think one leader. I don't think it's like Batman.
Well, the decision maker has to lead
and
find a method and way to control this.
I think, I think everybody, whether they be president or presidential candidates, left, right, I think they all want to stop ISIS.
Yeah.
Although some might disagree.
That's a good assumption.
Well, no, you listen to people on your side, they think Obama's funding them. You know, yeah.
People got to relax, but, you know.
Yeah, but I think all the candidates, and I think our president and everybody in the government wants to stop ISIS, like you said. I just don't think it's that easy.
Yeah. If it was that easy, it would be done.
Yeah, exactly. It's complicated.
Yeah.
Who would be the best decision maker to do that?
Putin.
Listen, he's pissed off at Turkey and not the one we're going to be eating on Thanksgiving. he's got his own issues to deal with. Yeah. You know what's worse than a Malaysian airliner? Anything flown by a Russian.
You got to tweet that.
Look at Joe. Yeah, you should revoke some hate. That'll be good for the show.
Oh, come on. Get your skirt off. Have fun.
Yeah, then I'll have these people telling me, well, no, you really should rework the joke on Twitter.
I know. Tell me how to make it funnier.
Yeah. Listen, I think it's basically two schools of thought. Do you want to send troops on the ground and bomb everybody, carpet bomb them, or do you want our current strategy, which France agrees with, is a more nuanced approach? That's basically what's on the table. Which one do you subscribe to? The bomb them all, put the troops on the ground, bomb them all and put troops on the ground, or...
Cheney says yes!
I don't know, nobody cares about Cheney. The precision, whether it be ramping it up or more of the same. That's basically
from what I hear, the precision bombing is not going as successful. A lot of the generals feel that the boots on the ground would be the better way to go.
Right, and I think America's getting to the point where we're ready to send our young men and women back into harm's way.
How many boots do we have left?
The military. Listen, the military, I think, has recovered some from fighting two wars at the same time.
But
there's just no place to put them.
If they could just stop, if they don't make it a politically correct war, you know, it was.
But the thing is, once you, I can't believe we're doing this during scammers. I forgot to play the Scambuster song too. That was stupid. I mean, here, I'll play it now. No, I'm just kidding. Here's the thing.
Okay, Opie.
I'm not. Here's the thing, though. We are very good as a nation of getting into wars.
Yeah.
We're good at that. We're not good at leaving them. Yeah. So, I mean, so how long do you really want to be entangled in Iraq and Syria? I mean, that's the thing. Once you start putting bases there, as we've seen in Iraq, whether whose fault you want to blame, we don't have to argue about that. But as we've seen in Iraq, once we leave, and once the numbers do go down, it kind of goes to hell in a handbasket. So... It's really, there's no easy solution.
And then you have more disenfranchised youth so that they can be radicalized. Yay!
That's true, because every time you kill a civilian, you make two new terrorists. Mm-hmm. It's like sea monkeys.
Is that how that works?
Yeah.
I thought that was earthworms.
Either one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right. Science. Ben Carson wouldn't approve. Anyway, all right, let's go. Mr. Davin!
One.
I did call FBI head office, and they admitted the truth! When I said I want to withdraw the case about Brown Cotton. If you really want to help the victims, please send mail to FBI and report Brown Cotton. And let the authorities do something about this. Brown Cotton's a fake FBI guy who says he's with the FBI, but he's really just a scammer.
So because he has a name like Brown Cotton,
which, you know, goes back to what Saad says. Maybe a bidet is a better option.
Oh my god!
Nothing, Joe. Nothing on that.
No, I'm just, I just got distracted because I just, you believe, you know how you believe in things and believe in the impossible with the Jets shirt. I just saw that.
You root for the underdogger, things that'll never happen, is what he said.
So the Mets fan?
No, yeah. At least they win the World Series. The Jets are like god awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your point? What's this have to do with anything?
I wouldn't be wearing a Jets shirt right now.
We've already established you would root for ISIS. We get that. Yeah. We get that. We want to get you a little black and white ISIS shirt for the holidays. We encourage you to wear it everywhere. Actually, I encourage you to walk into your local recruiting office.
Please wear this little hat with it.
Yeah, sure.
But the whole thing with she baffles me, you know. With the whole thing that she might be with the scammers again, now you start listening to this, and you start to think maybe she's leading everybody on again.
Well, she has more, and this time it's numbered. Mm. Number one.
Oh, good, an outline. I love an outline.
I have no much time here anymore.
What?
I have no much time here anymore.
No much time.
No much time. I will shut down the channel soon. Remember, she has this YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I will shut down the channel soon. I do not reply to the victims either because I do not want to see their comments. They want to believe they meet the real one. I do not like this at all. She's had enough of helping people as well, if you could call it help.
Right, but she's saying I don't want
the
to see comments,
their
comments
you
anymore.
And you know what? And now I'm talking like her. What they must be saying.
Number three, Parker Green and James H. Miller will feel regrets. Of course, Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton. I do unrest report to Interpol by using my videos. Please send the truth out. Thanks.
Oh, so Interpol is watching her YouTube channel, and that's how she's reporting to
that's
them.
That's always been a strong contention of hers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now she writes an email. This is not to me. I don't know who this is to. You guys maybe can help me figure this out. Two fucking idiot org Interpol. Not sure who she's trying to, his attention she's trying to get.
Fucking idiot org?
Interpol.
Interpol. Okay. Interpol. Oh, okay.
Who's the agent with Interpol?
Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois.
I think it's to them.
Hey, by the way, good thing I don't sell the Fuck the French Cinco de Caco t-shirts anymore, eh, Joe?
Oh, my God.
Those would not be hot sellers.
Oh, boy. I'd be back in the old stock room, 50 off on those. Get an extra five.
I still got some in small and medium.
Well, hopefully you find midgets who don't give a shit. Maybe you can make a sale.
I think there's still some places that would buy that. But anyway, back to the show at hand. To fucking idiot org Interpol. The authorities will deny the truth that Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois are from Interpol. Paris!
Name a city.
Constantinople!
Paraguay. Well, that's a country.
Oh, wait. I'm Istanbul. Stupid. Sorry. I'm behind.
Stupid I'm Paraguay.
Old. This is why we give you to ISIS. You'll do more damage with them than you will with us.
I'm a secret weapon.
Not secret enough. I did have the evidence. This fucking Interpol so-called Eric Bohr was introduced by me.
Hold
Eric Bohr.
Aha! Uno.
Uh-huh. So-called Eric Bohr was one of them?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Was introduced to me by UN Secretary Idiot Melvin Santos.
That's how he's introduced.
When you speak before the General Assembly.
Yeah. Idiot Melvin Santos. I like to go Melvin, but the idiot in front of it, that has no significance.
Yeah, but if
that's
you're
a title.
Scammer, you're going to pick a name. Why go with Melvin? That's just a stupid scammer name. Nobody respects Melvin.
Melvin.
If you're Melvin, you're never UN secretary, even in fake land where these people live.
I know, but idiot, like you're going to have a, you know, that'll be, look, the golden bast. You know?
I know. Melvin's but you're going to have like a UN secretary named Sammy. You know?
Well, we had Ban King. What's it, Ban? The guy's first name is Ban Ki-moon. Ban Ki-moon. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's not going to be like, you know, Antony. You know, it's going to be like some name.
Yeah. Well, he's got a neighborhood.
He's got a channel, so, you know, maybe.
He's not a U.S.
I
secretary.
Think three quarters of the world is going to be alarmed. But I'll stick around before I move. Now you deny the truth, sending me idiot messages, saying Interpol cannot talk to the victims, but these two people asked the victims to pay for the fees to open cases, files saying, and I'm reading like this because there's no punctuation.
It's just a run-on
It's a free plot. Flow.
Yes. To pay for the fees, open cases, files saying they can bring the victims' money back, but they ask another payment again and again. Finally, the victims are killing by the Interpol.
The victims are killing by the
Interpol? Can we stop for a second? she's questioning the fees herself now. See, the whole thing of that with that person, now she's questioning. See, now it swings back the other way.
Yeah.
Maybe
but
she's
yet,
not in
but
with
yet
them.
She was telling people, she was sending people to send fees. Because they're going to get the scammers get their money back. That's what she.
Right,
that's
well,
why
that's
people.
Why she keeps
but maybe
agitating to get all the money back for all these other people because she got them to send them money too.
Yeah, and maybe she feels she's in with them, and now she's complaining about the fees.
This is why I want to expose the truth. Do not lie to people. Interpol is also corrupted.org who helps the corrupted politicians. Shame on you.
Because Interpol has been.
Well,
like,
we'll change always now.
Fees from her now too, right?
Here are true evidence. The mail from Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
Your funds will be transferred directly from Accra to Indonesia. Why wouldn't they go from Ghana to Indonesia?
And of course.
It's where I send my money through. Actually, the check that Vincent sent me is coming by way of Accra from Indonesia to me.
Okay.
That's the way the check's coming.
What is wrong with you? Didn't you tell him to send it by the normal transport?
He wouldn't Western Union.
Yeah, see?
I insisted.
And you're sending it to... Prince Brakhamensa.
Yes, he's gonna pick up the sponsorship fee for me and then send it to me. I'm sure it's
absolutely.
All in the up and up. You feel confident, right, Vincent?
Absolutely.
No.
Whenever I'm sending money to someplace important, I always go through the international banking capital of Accra, Ghana.
You have to.
Yeah.
Here are true evidence. The mail from Sarah Francois. Your funds will be transferred directly from Accra to Indonesia. Kindly send the fees to David Moore, Accra, Ghana. Remember, he's supposedly another FBI guy hanging out in Ghana.
Wait,
and send
is
the
somebody's attorney?
No.
Oh, okay.
And send the confirmation details. Here, this will enable the bank transfer from your funds ASAP. Thanks, Mrs. Sarah. What is she,
Sarah?
Baking cakes, Sarah Lee?
Sarah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Here's some funds and a cupcake.
At least if she got a cupcake, she would get something out of this show.
Everybody gets scammed by Sarah Lee.
Now we're going to get sued. Sarah Lee, if you're listening, don't worry. He's going to be voting for ISIS. Don't pay attention to him. Nobody else does.
And your cherry cheesecake is delicious.
Oh, God, to die for.
Right?
Well, see? You might. Attention, Mrs. Victim A.
Mrs. Victim A.
Well, I'm not saying her name.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not saying her name.
Vita, or Ms. Victim A.
Yeah.
It's attention to Mrs., but then, that has their name, but I'm not. This is to confirm to you that your message dated January 8th. Actually, you know what? I don't know if it's August 1st or January 8th, because I don't know how they're writing. 2014.
Oh, right.
Was received and has been checked properly and has been confirmed. You can go and make your payment of $5,500 to the agent, Mr. David Moore, for transfer of your funds as soon as possible. We have track of all transactions, and you're free to proceed. Contact Mr. Brown Cotton immediately. Yours truly, Mr. Eric Bourne.
But you're free to send us money now. Oh, glory be. I'm so happy.
You know, it's like when you're stuck in traffic at the George Washington Bridge, and then you come up to the toll. $15. Oh, thank you for the privilege of sitting in traffic to pay $15 to get over this piece of shit.
I think we have misplaced rage right now. We have not responded to your mail since the over 120 days now. It's due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are in Malaysia, where they should be, of course.
Your funds are well intact.
We have them on the airliner.
Yes. Oh, that's you can go down to the bottom of the ocean and get them with the doubloons.
Yeah, but you have the $5,000 scuba fee to get down there.
$3,000 for air.
Mr. I'm underwater. So-called great white shark. Get away from that airliner.
Idiot school of guppies.
Almost spit on that one.
I'll tell you what, these fucking whales don't listen. I will shut down my SeaWorld channel.
Mr. Pirate.
Yeah.
Hey.
Arr.
Anyway. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hong Leong Bank.
Hong Leong.
Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanks, Dr. Santos.
Dude,
your response
is highly needed.
By the way, thanks is spelled wrong, because if you're a UN secretary, who has time for spelling?
Or proper English.
Or as he writes, Thanax.
Thanax.
Thanax, Dr. Santos.
Thanax.
Wait a minute. The UN secretary is writing these letters to individuals.
Oh, he's got the worst secretary. The secretary's got the worst secretary ever.
I know. Thanax.
Thanax.
Thanax. He just writes like when you get a memo on your desk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
10:43, call Bill immediately. Thanax, Sue, you know. Oh, that's all right. I got to get on the phone.
Thanax is, I'm sorry, Sue's been drinking at lunch again.
Yeah, yeah.
So then she sends me one of her YouTube links, and then she goes, the Interpol cannot talk to the victims, and you have the right to send the signals to the Interpol in Paris to confirm. You are a fucking liar. Shame on UN and Interpol. These people stole my real theory and predictions, trying to kill me. Shame on you. And then she gives some
theory and predictions.
At the end of the world as we know it. She's like REM. And then she like includes a couple of internet Interpol links where you could submit and report crimes.
Oh, okay. And why doesn't she do that for herself?
I don't know. Because Eric Bohr keeps on changing. He's hacked her.
She doesn't have to use these links and report these crimes. She's already spoken about it on our YouTube channel.
Sure. YouTube is the world. April 29, 2014. Dateline. Mr. Davin!
What do we get? Three?
Two.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't be over aggressive.
I'm sorry. I lost track.
It's my job.
No premature Mr. Davins. Mm. I think there's somebody in this house who would hope for the same. Anyhow.
Funny.
You just get a Mr. Davin.
Mr. Yeah. Davin.
Just Mr. disappointment.
I guess we'll watch TV.
That's a win for me. I like television. Yeah. I enjoy it.
I'm going to go get a snack.
Oh, that sounds good, too. Mr. Davin, I got a new job today, and I negotiated with my company due to the contract. I told my company that I may need to quit the job and go to the new one because I have a dream. I am so happy for my new job. I will start with the new job on May 10th. Wow! Thanks to know you to bring me good luck. Wow.
Hopefully it pays enough to cover all these expenses she's incurred.
Hold on a second. How many jobs does she have now?
That's irrelevant.
No. She's often counting off how many jobs. I have, she's like in Living Color with the Jamaicans that they had so many jobs. She had like 6 jobs last time we were counting.
I don't know. I congratulate her.
Oh, good.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, three.
That's three.
I do not use Anjack at Yahoo Messenger. About Jennifer Green, her daughter, who...
Her so-called daughter.
About Jennifer Green. In fact, I also work for one boss who runs 3 schools. This boss is my friend. He wants me to work for him part-time. But I refused him. He is a good boss. My boss would like to use a native speaker, and I once introduced Jennifer Green to my boss.
What? What? She did do this, or she wants to?
She said, I once introduced Jennifer Green
once,
to my boss.
Once, she wants.
Yes. Because he wanted a native speaker. Anne was trying to get Jennifer, her daughter, a job.
Yeah.
I'm sure this worked out well.
Yeah.
Jennifer once sent mail to him saying she wanted to come to Japan to teach English. I already refused her, and I will never introduce any foreigners to my friends or companies.
Okay.
I will see how much longer they will keep silent. I do block out Brown Cotton. I will see how they reply. So I respond, do not introduce any of these internet scammers, mafia, liars, frauds, etc. to anybody. They are dangerous.
Yeah.
I used cap locks. And exclamation points, Joe.
Didn't you use damn it all red?
Damn it all red.
I'm not that sophisticated.
Gotcha.
May 1st, 2014.
Doesn't know where the color...
No, I know. It's a little too much. May 1st, 2014. So-called fucking scammer Melvin Santos.
Wow.
Oh, darn it. Wait, that's like...
Well, she pulled out all the stops on that one, didn't she?
That could have been 2.
Yeah, really?
You do not reply to me because you lied to me. Where is my funds in UK and Hong Kong? This is your fucking scam mail. And then this is the letter that he wrote her. Attention, Miss Jackson. We have not responded to your email since over 120... Oh, this is the same one. About the Hong Leong, the Malaysia.
Yeah.
Hong Leong.
So she goes, I am waiting for the truth. Number one, where are my funds? Jennifer Green is a...
Fucking liar.
What are you going with? It could be anything. You could say she's a snail, whatever you want. Take a guess. Now you're all wrong, bitch.
She's a bitch.
Jennifer Green is a bitch. I'm sorry.
I'm not.
That's the incorrect answer.
I knew it all along.
You guys were a little overheated on that. Jennifer Green is a bitch. You scammed my money out of $1,500. She is hiding. She said the funds will release to her as long as I paid the fees to reactivate the account. But never! She lies and lies. She has lots of excuses.
On the street after she gets hit by a car.
Yeah. She's in memory loss getting hit by a truck.
It can happen. She has lots of excuses as never-ending payment. Number two, I am waiting for the funds transfer, and you do not send the funds to me because you said the funds were moved to Hong Leong. You are a liar. I am waiting. Number three.
Oh, no.
Eric Bohr and Brown Cotton cheated on three victims who paid for the fees and no one got money back. These people sent messages directly to the victims and now disappear. I can see they are real scammers. All right, she's focusing.
Yeah, okay, for now, for this now. Paragraph.
Number four. I will. Any guesses?
Report them?
Close. I will send the unrest report.
Oh.
And the mess media talking about the truth. The Interpol and FBI and UN cannot escape the truth that you took the money from the victims. Number five. You are a scammer because you do not take any responsibility.
Who, you?
No, not me.
Oh.
Get your fantasies out of this, you jackass. Yeah,
you're projecting.
Yeah. Leave you, fight your own battles. Don't fight through Anne. You're a scammer because you do not take any responsibility. You are a...
fucking asshole.
Fucking mafia.
Talking to the mic, Vincent. You see the way this is going. You're a fucking shameful man.
Oh!
That's the way to talk to a sponsor.
He had it coming, Joe.
Did you know Vincent was nodding yes?
How do you think I got him to convince? Listen, yeah. I'll say horrible things to you on the radio.
Guy's awful. I apologize for stupid over here.
Don't you have a terror group to support?
And Vincent's out there nodding like, yes, I am. No.
He got me.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. It's like when I give a customer a hand job because they're not happy with the comedy show. Listen, I'm sorry.
You must have arms like Popeye.
Yeah. Listen, I have to book Joe. I do radio with him. He's going to be living in a one studio apartment soon. I know he's not funny. Here, let me get that. I know you've seen him in three of my videos. Can I tickle your balls? I apologize for Joe. Just don't complain to Vincent. I know it's shameful that I fucking hired Joe. The head a little bit more? Okay. No, it wasn't that bad. My mouth is staying out of this. He didn't make you leave.
See, when you have to take a tip, it's a completely different
thing. Yes. I'm taking more than 10 or 15%. Swallow. Things that Pip hears now and later when she goes home.
Damn it, I tried to take a sip of the drink. I should know better. That was bad timing.
Usually is. You are a fucking shameful man. An old man who should die soon.
That's not Joanne, is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. This was an email. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Curry?
Sorry. That's on me.
That's my divorce papers.
Yeah, sure. Don't worry. Laying around the house will treat you better. Yeah.
And that was from the mediator. Okay? You're
well, the good news is Curry, he should die soon. Yeah. No, he's joining ISIS. I think it's going to be very soon.
Really soon.
Yeah, once they try to get stupid as a translator, they're not going to have much use for him.
Hey, Chad, did you notice there's a dotted line on the back of your neck?
Yeah.
No, it was good until day three, till he put on his Make America Great Again hat. I don't know what happened. ISIS had enough of him at that point.
Out of the van! Out of the van!
Or maybe Trump is working for ISIS and killing us from the inside. Yeah, right. Mr. Davin!
Oh, four.
Please send mail to Mess Media to expose the hole, because I will let them know way out.
I'll let them know way out. Yeah, okay.
You know what you mean.
I'll let them know there's no way out.
Mr. Davin!
Ooh, five.
Wow.
Sorry. She sends me a link to, this is the highest building in Japan. I will go there to work from May 10th.
Oh, I thought she was going to jump off of it.
No,
I
she want
to
come.
That's why it's on.
I don't know. It's very weird. So here we go. So-called fraud star Brown Cotton.
Fraud star.
Yeah, fraud. That's
like
cool.
It's like a world hip-hop star.
Cool, yeah. Fraud star. Yeah.
Fraud star. I seem to have money in my wallet. Yeah. How can I lose it, fraud star?
So-called. What's that? So-called.
No, it's like OnStar. It's fraud star. You call them to separate yourself from your money. I have too much money, fraud star.
Yeah. Yeah.
How can I send this to you?
Hold on, we'll be sending a scammer over to you right away.
Oh, okay.
Please stay in your bank.
Is it safe in my bank, or should I send it to you right away?
No. I think you should be walking over with it. Big gold bricks and everything. Walk over to the Western Union, closest to you.
Thank you, Fraudstar. You're so wise. I'm so glad I paid for this service to send you my money.
We're so glad you... Oh, there will be excessive fees that will be tacked on your bill this month as well.
Oh, Fraudstar, I just assumed it's included, but okay.
Thank you, so-called Mr. Customer.
there are always extra fees.
Yes, fraud star. There went with your hands in your wallet. So-called fraud star Brown Cotton. So-called mafia Eric Bohr and Sarah Francois.
Oh, okay, Sarah Francois.
Oh, so far, so.
Cole Mafia.
Mafia ex Eric Bourne. Doesn't count.
Fucking animal Melvin Santos.
Wow, he's been promoted.
hyphen, a big liar.
Wow. Boy, oh boy, must have been review time at the scammer place. We're going to give you a new title, a little more money.
This is why it doesn't work for tips. We have good management. They're paying attention to all the fraud stars.
See, that's the way. Well, see, that's the way you move up.
Exactly.
You work harder.
You don't need incentive. Yeah. You just steal.
He's been showing the past year that he's been really putting out. So, you know, you got to give him a new title, give him a couple extra bucks.
Vincent, what do you
new
do with
camel?
A fraud star? Yeah. Well, if you have somebody who's really starring in fraud, what's the Portobello's way of dealing with such a person? But you blame it on the drink. Well, the bartender drank a little too much. Took a little for two for him, one for you. We're gonna have to let him.
You've
go.
Done reviews before. You have the book out. All right. Looks like we're gonna move you up. You're gonna get a new title. Yeah.
I think everybody who gets promoted, whether they become head waiter or our management, I think they have to have the name Star at the end of it.
At the end of it.
Yeah. So like you're an assistant manager star. Yeah, I think you feel better if you're a star.
No, I was going to go with fucking animal. Fucking animal manager.
I don't think that's polite.
Oh, no? No, that wouldn't work for you?
I don't think it'd work fine for me. I don't think it'll work well for Vincent.
Fucking animal head waiter. No?
I don't think that.
That's not good either.
They use stars in hotels. That's what they call their servers.
Stars?
Stars.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Stars must enter through the back door.
Well, I always tell my stars I'd like to enter through the back door. And I'll leave a tip. Waddle doodle. Anyway, okay. Enough of that.
I wish we did have hat and canes on this way because it's back upside the head with one.
Just remember out there, when you're listening, if you're siding with Joe, it's a vote for ISIS.
Yes, the young lady that used to be on TV in the 70s. Remember Almighty ISIS? Almighty ISIS.
I think about that all the time when they're saying ISIS. Yeah.
Then she was a porn star, too.
No, the one who played
ISIS?
No,
not
ISIS?
The same one. No, there was a porn star named ISIS.
Because
I think it's also an Egyptian god.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
remember that on TV? Almighty ISIS.
No, he's too young.
You remember that show?
No, it's before his time.
Mm, okay.
We're old.
Yeah. Yep. But I have more.
Right, let her and I concur on that, not you, stupid.
You just asked if I remembered it.
No, I did. But when you said old, her and I can concur we're old. You stay out of it.
You're not allowed.
Anybody with eyes can concur that you're old. Anybody who listens to your references can concur that you're old. You're not really pulling the wool over anybody's eyes over here, Joe. Yeah. You're not really a fraud star with this one.
I understood what you meant, Joey.
Thank you, Nana.
You're still younger than stupid.
Wait, by 3 hours or something?
No, you're significantly younger than him.
No, I don't think so. How old are you, Joe?
53.
Oh, okay. I'm 51 this month, so
you're younger.
Significantly is not an option here.
You're significantly
younger.
Yes, I am. And on that note, let's move
on. Yeah, but you ain't no spring chicken either, stupid, so don't get so proud.
All right, settle down. Yesterday's Thanksgiving leftovers.
More like an old cock.
He's talking about in the hen house.
I thought about the things he was talking about desiring.
All right, you got
that. Swallow, Joe. Swallow.
Swallow, Joe. We know the old cock will.
I was doing so good for so long.
You had to push it.
Why do we insist on drinking
three slam bits, and I got greedy.
There was a couple where I didn't say anything. I just let it out there. You were feeling a little too good about yourself. This is why we're number eight in Zimbabwe.
And you're hindering the number one spots.
You are stupid.
We could be seven.
Oh,
we could
God.
Be seven.
We'll be seven. We'll
be
seven.
We will. We'll bring it on. Bring it on.
Anyway, moving on.
Give us an hour.
Your agents in Ghana are David Moore, Lydia Igwe, Gloria Gandhi Williams, Gloria Omaka Ikahabank.
What? I have never heard
Irish
of some
guy.
Of these people.
No, I've never heard. Omaka Ikahagban.
Same to you.
Sounds like somebody we would hire. Your agent in Nigeria is Ifeoma Daniel.
Okay.
Your agent in Malaysia is Mark Williams.
Random.
God,
and Miguel Blignaut.
Wow.
You know, when I was going up as Dick Eldorado was pulling names, and I wasn't getting that wacky.
I know.
And that
I
was,
know.
And as wacky I was getting, he was getting pissed. Oh, you're getting too wacky with this shit. You got to calm down.
I look at the stuff they use. Yeah. I know.
Your agent in UK is another man called White.
Another man called white.
I think it's a racist comment right there.
I know. How dare you?
That fucking James H. Miller, who loves money and asks for money from me, but denies it. He introduced UK EFCC to me. All right, now EFCC is supposed to regularly get money back.
Okay.
So she's saying that Miller introduced to the United Kingdom's version of the EFCC. I don't think the United Kingdom has a version of this. This is in Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
But his name is David Copper, as well as Mamilton Williams.
Mamilton Williams.
Didn't he run for president? Was
yeah. Mamilton Williams.
Mamilton.
Mamilton.
That's got to be a typo.
Well, at least you know he's warm-blooded.
Even if he's a cold-blooded prick, he's warm-blooded.
How can you be cold-blooded? My name is Mamilton.
It's in the name.
It's in the name.
Mamilton Williams.
Fucking animal, Mamilton Williams.
It's like a garanimal name.
Yes.
Then Eric Bohr asked the idiot bank lawyer, Morris Maribe. That's what you were thinking.
The idiot bank
the
lawyer.
Yeah.
We're closing on that deal. We're going to get that new building, and we're going to be meeting with the idiot bank lawyer.
Well, why should he be? I mean, the UN secretary is
those guys you want at the close. The guys you want at the closing.
Yeah.
Working at Yorkshire Bank to confirm the truth for me. He asked me to pay lots of money, and finally the funds were transferred to Australia. But scammer James H. Miller, Jennifer Green, lied to me, saying the funds is in RBS Bank in Scotland. So it is! Fucking lies! Now, remember at one point she was arguing with me about these banks.
Yes.
But for the simple fact, money's in Ghana, Bank of Scotland, the money's going to Australia now? Where is it? Now it's going to Australia?
It went from Accra to Malaysia.
I wish I was this
Australia.
Money. At least I get to travel. I mean, it's
here's
ridiculous.
The difference. Here's the difference. Money's welcome everywhere. You're not.
Oh, God.
Somebody woke up.
Yeah, you keep on poking,
jump. Put your sentences together. You woke up a little bit. Decided to inject a little humor into the show after a couple hours. All right, right on.
Yeah, let's back. Start the show.
All right.
Sorry, I was sleeping at the wheel there for a while. Couldn't say words with more than one syllable. Wakey, 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 stupid. Right. You got a show to. Oh, do I? And there's a sponsor here? Why didn't somebody tell me?
You got himself out of bed. All right.
Sorry, Joe. I was a little tired.
This is not the time for you to be using your big words when you're reading something from a lady who speaks in typos. I mean, this is not the time.
Speaks in typos. There's something very funny about that. Did you pay for the fees? I doubt you because you never sent the facts to my company. And you lied to me.
Oh, my heavens.
Eric Bohr never sent any fucking facts to my company. You know, if you can use the word fuck, I say shoehorn it in anywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
This is why this part of the show does not go on terrestrial.
Yeah.
Like the part that you were on.
Yeah.
Like when we were doing the interview, knows how nice that was. And we were like, oh my God, Sod said ass. We'll
yeah.
See.
You'll see.
This is pretty much do whatever you want. You are.
Fucking liar.
Animal.
You got it. You are liars.
Ding, 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 ding.
See, he's
ding,
no
ding,
one better
ding.
Than you. Yeah.
Trying to pick up the patterns.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. And the pressure's on. You're like,
UN secretary never arrests you because you all work together to scam me.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah, duh.
It's probably all the same person, stupid. Yeah. I will ask for the mess media to expose the truth because you all scammed four people who paid for the fees. A 19-year-old girl does not feel shameful because she scammed my money saying her dad was going to die.
A 19-year-old girl does not feel shameful because she's not real.
Or she is real. She's a scammer. It's kind of what she does. She would work hard after getting the funds in UK from Jimmy Jones. Remember, Jimmy Jones was her friend.
Yes.
Who got killed, murdered. Now she is hiding. She said that she never lies. The bank teller did not know that she stamp fees had that the stamp fees had to be paid. There was nothing to do with the bank when she needed money. She ate my money. Now, how much do you tip on something like that? Anyway.
She ate her money.
She ate my money, and then she needed money, and the money is never completed. She cheated on me to pay and pay. The last one that she said she never lies. She's always lying, and she choked the money. She will get punishment.
She didn't eat the money. She got hit by a truck while she was carrying it.
It was she carrying it in her mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why she choked on
yes.
it. I get it. Now.
Come on, Joe,
okay.
Keep up.
Yeah.
And you're going to be ISIS. No doubt, Parker Green is a
asshole,
liar,
asshole,
mafia.
Ah,
guys, why cursing? No need.
It was hoping for fucking asshole, but no, we haven't had any yet.
Parker Green is a mafia, and his daughter is
Fucking liar.
Yeah, fucking liar.
Bitch. Fucking mafia lady.
Oh. you're
a fucking mafia lady.
Gotta class it up.
You're a slicking fucking scammer. A fucking
scammer.
That's my baby.
I mean, not for nothing, but if you're calling somebody a fucking mafia, then you go something a little harder than lady at the end of that.
Yeah, I know.
But it just sounds like lady. Sexist sounds of the 70s. You're a fucking mafia lady.
Probably own that album.
Yeah.
Good makeup music.
Joe with his stupid afro from the day dancing to it.
Oh, that's with the big collar and everything also.
Kiana shirt.
Yeah. Probably Rodka's first song.
Nice.
Could be.
Could be. She wanted clear funds and she never confirms with the bank. The last reason is that she got hit by a car and lost the money and she needed another money. Fucking liar. Go to hell.
Yeah, it was a truck.
It was a car.
It was a rickshaw.
Oh, I'm the asshole. I'm the asshole here. All right, yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, she was going to the bank in Scotland, right?
What?
Yeah, she was
I thought she was in England at the time.
I thought she was going to the Bank of Scotland crossing the street. And,
I think it was in England going to the Bank of Scotland.
Yeah, I think
England going to the Bank of Scotland. Yeah. My bad.
I think she travels slightly less than the money.
Yes.
Brown Cotton and James H. Miller started threatening me because Jennifer Green got the accident, and James H. Miller had to pay for the fees for Jennifer. Jennifer Green had no responsibility for herself.
She got hit by a car.
She always needs money. This is a fucking scam.
You know, the funny thing is, I'm with you, because she got hit by a car. Like, it's bullshit, if it was real, but she got hit, got to cut her a break, she got hit by a car while carrying money.
I'm drinking the Kool-Aid over
here. Yeah,
I'm
not drinking the Kool-Aid. You know, that's not right. Really, they got to cut her a break on that.
Yeah,
you know?
Come on, cut her a break. She got hit by a car. We should.
Well, judging from this next sentence, I don't think a break is being cut.
No.
This fucking bitch.
No.
I go out on a limb with things. This fucking bitch once sent mail to my boss saying she want to work in Japan. Shame! This is fucking lies! We're going to end it there.
Oh, darn it! We didn't have one fucking asshole tonight.
Well, I think we did.
We have three or more.
Yes.
Oh, so, that's funny. So, wait a minute. So, we had
give us the tally.
Five Mr. Davins. So, that was Joe's call.
Oh, good job, Joe.
We had no fucking asshole. So, the closest one was Vincent, who had guessed one, and we went completely over the bar.
Oh, look at that.
And then one so-called Eric Bohr, which was the closest one is two, Joe's girl and Vincent. So, Vincent got the closest.
Good job, right. Vincent. Yeah. Say, the less you're exposed to this, the better you do.
Yeah. So, nice calls.
Let's,
nice calls for your first time.
Well, he's hooked.
I know.
He loves the language.
You poor bastard.
He'll play it back for the small kids at home.
Yeah, but it's like you turn to him and he's liar. He's not like, fucking asshole.
Poker face. I've never played before. Is this a royal flush? Me, oh my.
I know.
All right, let's thank some people for making this happen.
Let's.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course, we all want that. Vote for Trump. No, that's not in here. Of course, we all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat and attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin to protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at Russ Ferdico, that's RussFerdico at yahoo.com. RussFerdico at yahoo.com. With training from zombie martial arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. God, that sounds good. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg delivers every time. They're open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu that's available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event is not just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. This January 22nd is going to be a really special show from Mall Cop 2, and the new HBO series Vinyl will be the very funny Chris Monty. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey, or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990, or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
You guys doing anything special for Thanksgiving at Portobello's?
We are. We're having a big buffet and in the banquet facility and an a la carte dinner with turkey special at the restaurant.
Sounds good.
Mm.
If you
don't
got a place to go or you don't feel like cooking, I'd go to Portobello's.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Absolutely.
Get your eat on. Absolutely.
So wait a minute. How do you mean that?
How do you mean what?
He's sharpening up his knives and glaring at us.
Why does she always ruin it with sponsors?
I don't know.
Yeah, really? You know, I rehearsed this read like the speech Clemenza at the wedding, so I get the read right, and then I go, okay, good, the sponsor's had, and then you have to go throw the wrench into the work. Yeah, hope we did a good job with the read, boss.
You know,
you did do well, Joe.
I just point out that if he votes for ISIS, I can't have him. And then you go and do that, and now Joe's the better option. You see what you do?
I've been like, I always do the read, but today, Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining restaurant. Yeah.
All right, you're not Alfred from Gotham. Settle down.
All of a sudden, you had to pull out the fancy pants voice.
Yeah, let's not get crazy.
He's not buying it anyway. He knows you don't do that the rest of the time.
Pip was in the barrel, but you said, I'll help you.
Portobello!
The point was before Pip blabbed. Go to Portobello on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good time. Absolutely.
I love a good buffet. What?
Just rest.
Okay.
You've done enough.
I've done enough damage for one evening.
I only wish Anne got to know you. I'm sure she could describe you in ways I can't.
Mrs. Pip.
Mrs. So-called Helix.
Oh, damn it.
All right. Side-Splitting Productions, hey, it's holiday time. You want a comedian for your office event, or you want a Santa Claus? We'll send Joe Curry there. He's much nicer in Santa Claus gear than he is here. So, we'll make your holiday party awesome. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or call us at 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Anybody working anywhere this weekend?
No.
And the entertainment business is...
If anybody wants to watch me rake leaves, I'll be in my front yard Thursday and Friday.
I'm sure Joanne can't wait. I'm sure laying around the house will wait on you when you come back. We want to thank Saad Sirwana, Pakistan's number one comic. You go to PakComic.com, PakComic.com, and his show on the Science Channel coming out in January. That was very good. We want to thank Vincent from Portobello and Portobello Banquets for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Always happy to have you. Told you anytime. All right, guys. I think I should find our theme song so we can wrap this
up. We'll just hum while you're looking for la da 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 da.
You know what you are? You're the Yule log of this show.
That's such a good reference. That's a great line. You're the Yule log.
Just put Pip on and watch her be bored.
I used to love the Yule log.
Of course you did. That's why you love her.
Grandma used to get senile and try to stuff newspapers into the TV show.
The Yule log of radio.
The Yule log of radio.
You're going to have cards made up.
I don't know. Did the rest of the country? I think unlike only the metro area had the Yule log.
I wonder.
I don't maybe if I'm being.
Well, Zimbabwe's familiar with it now.
Yeah.
They're like Googling Yule log.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank. Wanna...
How easy is being the cameraman for the Yule log? You know?
We got 4 minutes. Okay. You're going to start adding content now?
I'm sorry.
Except for a smoke.
Oh, no. It burned wrong. Oh, got cut. Got to do it again.
What an easy gig. The cameraman for the Yule log.
You just set up the camera. You go. You eat some roasted chestnuts.
Know, that's what I'm saying.
And then the Yule log's bitch. Oh, no. I'm
I got the Yule log gig
again. I don't
again.
Have to
yeah.
roast chestnuts. I'm not getting paid to roast your chestnuts. I burn. Nobody heats anything. That's what my contract says. And break. Where's the water?
Don't get fancy trying to do a two-camera shoot either.
No. All right. Guys, everybody listening, we are thankful for you guys listening. We are thankful that
yes.
we have
yes.
the opportunity to do the show. So have a happy, healthy, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Absolutely.
If you'd like us, tell us.